This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Myanmar security forces have raided a neighborhood in the country's largest city that is home to state railway workers who have gone on strike to protest last month's military coup. Wednesday, security forces sealed off the neighborhood in Yangon, where a train station and housing for railway workers are located. At least three arrests were reported, but it was not immediately possible to independently confirm that. The raid comes just days after several Myanmar unions, including a railway union, issued a joint call for a nationwide work stoppage. Myanmar has been upset by protests and other acts of civil disobedience since the February 1st coup. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Wednesday the kingdom would take deterrent action to protect its oil facilities following attacks by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement on energy sites. Prince Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud also said in a news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the kingdom would continue to cooperate with Russia in the OPEC and in the OPEC framework. Libya's parliament Wednesday approved a unity government to lead the war-ravaged North African nation to December elections, a key step towards ending a decade of chaos. Oil-rich Libya descended into conflict after dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in a NATO-backed uprising in 2011, resulting in multiple forces vying for power. Interim Prime Minister Abdul Hamid Dbeibah said in a brief that emotional speech, in a brief but emotional speech after the vote, quote, "This will be the government of all Libyans," end quote. The United Nations mission praised leaders for the patriotic efforts that led to the landmark moment in history.